Chingy on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
No.
Yeah.
Why must we just rara all the time?
I've actually never thought of it like
you
that.
You never thought of it?
I've never.
I had a cousin who loved him back in the day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I remember he went to the UK for a while. You know, most heroes, when they go there, they come back, they're just so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy's just like, no, this guy, man, like, he just inspired my style.
Yeah.
I'm like, so what's the guy's name? He's like, no, Shingy.
Shingy.
Your ancestors are very proud of you.
Oh, it's done. It's a rap. It's Shingy from now on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's done. It's, we've decided.
Gen Z is like, oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah, who are you talking about even for that matter? Oh, my word. It's 9:10 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us once again. Your favorites in the yellow world is on your radio, the NSK and Shaquan. Now, Shaquan, since we moved from Old Power Station, we haven't had a superstar of any note that's on the show. And we've moved now to Hypermoto City.
Yes, we have.
Brand new studios. And we've been here for about, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks now?
About two, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And we decided it's about the right time now to bring in a superstar, okay? And this person, this superstar, she is going to literally break our virgin when it comes to hosting. That's our guest at the new building.
She's like, I don't want no parts of it. All right.
And as per custom, on Fridays around this time, we bring in people that we gossip about. We bring in people that we follow, that we admire, that we have questions about. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain curiosity around this person. Like, who is this person actually? Ain't like VSD person.
Come on.
And this person, this superstar, is a DJ. She's a model. She's a brand promoter. Shaquan is obsessed with how beautiful she is.
Okay. She can hear you, know that.
Yes, 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 okay. Yes. And that's why early on I did say is that people that we gossip about. We've been gossiping about the Boys Solange for
Do you know her? I'm like literally showing him my phone all the time. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Boys and girls, young and old, non-conforming, please make some noise for the Boys Solange.
Come on, yay! Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Good. Why are you being so cute? By the way, the Boys Solange is live on her Instagram, so just check her out, by the way.
It only made sense, you know, for the Boys Solange to be in studio with us. This is the best and the biggest breakfast show in the country.
Come on.
And the Boys Solange is the best and the biggest, you know, brand in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh.
We're not even 5 minutes in and your tears want to roll. Wow.
I'm the cry baby. Don't
we
get
don't,
me
yeah, exactly. Wow.
I'm emotional.
Serious.
Give me a break. Okay. Give me a break.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I'm just the girl.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, right? Wow. No, the thing is, usually, right? Usually, people will cry on our interviews like towards the end.
I'm a remixer.
You remix, okay.
Yeah, come on, let's roll. Yeah.
Where are you from, dude? Tell us your story. Like, where did you grow up? And, you know, are you Windhoek or are you from outside Windhoek? Where did you school?
Okay, I'm Namibian, born and raised. My parents are Angolan, so.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Angolan.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that, right?
Yeah.
I get that I have apparently a very strong Namibian accent, but that's just because I've been here my whole life. And where did I school? Okay, primary or high school?
Let's start with primary. We want to know everything.
Komasdal Primary School.
Oh, where?
Period. That's the A1 primary school.
Oh! Okay, we'll take it.
Yeah.
And your high school?
Komas High. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's cool. It's high.
Yeah. So I'm actually curious to know, right? What is your name? I understand that the Boys Solange is the brand.
Yeah.
But what is your actual name?
My name is Solange.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. A lot of people don't think it's my name. But it's my name. It's on my birth certificate. Right. Solange Torres. I will not give you my middle name.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's Esperanza Ona.
Eh.
I'm joking.
Okay, I'll say it once. My middle name is Advana.
Oh, Advana, that's a lovely name.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
clearly, she don't like it, but she's like, purr.
No, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Do you know what it means?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. But it sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Now you know your school, your high school. What was your high school like? Were you like a prefect, Shandies, or were you just like the quiet girl?
I was LRC.
You were LRC.
Don't play with me.
Of course. Yeah, I know. There's a certain level.
Come on.
You know,
personality you gotta be to be on that level. Please, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh wait. This is now grade 11, grade 12.
Yeah.
And then you guys went for that whole Camp Shandigi.
Oh my God. Yo. I was supposed to be head girl.
Yeah.
And when I saw everything happening at that camp, I was like, it's fine, guys.
It's okay. I'll just remain a normal member.
Retract myself.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, you know what? I'm actually curious to know about your upbringing.
Mm.
Okay. And I think also because we are touching on these things, you might be wondering why we're trying to get up in your business, right? But we're trying to get to know because we see you on Instagram, we see you on TikTok and so forth, but we know that there's more to you. Hey, what was your upbringing like? Where were you raised? Was it mom and dad?
Okay. Yeah. It was mostly mom. Me growing up. Like, okay, I do have both parents, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They are still together till this day.
Oh, lovely.
Right? We live together, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but like me growing up, my dad was always overseas. Mm. So it's not like I really had him in my life. I think that's where my hyper independence comes from.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So like, it was always like I see my dad 3 times a year or 2 times like that.
Yeah,
so I was always with my mom. Then I have a sister and I have 3 other brothers.
Mm-mm.
My 3 brothers and my sister, yeah, they had the privilege of like having
both parents.
Yeah, both active parents.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So you're the firstborn?
I'm the firstborn.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Okay. So tell us about how you came about the boys' lounge. I'm actually curious how that came about.
Okay.
When did you decide that you actually want to spin? When did you exactly get into the space? Was it something that you kind of just accidentally got into? Had a viral video that we don't know about?
No, girl. What? Okay, how did I start this? Actually, I had a lot of friends, right, who are doing this DJ thing. So every time I would go out, I only started going out like, okay, I had a very strict household also, right? So like,
when you say strict, is it, because like I also grew up in a strict household. My mom's single parent, right? And if she tells you got to be at home at whatever time, then you're not there at that time. It's like, go and sleep where you came from. Then you must sleep outside. Was it strict like that?
It was like, you come at the gate and then you need to beg to get in the house.
Okay.
Like kind of. But that was like, you know, a minute back. Anyway. So when I started like going out, you know, like after school, like seeing life for what it is and stuff, I started going to clubs, right?
Yeah.
Not my vibe, but started checking out clubs and my friends would always, like I had a friend, Zonesh. He was a DJ. So he would DJ and I was like, bruh, what is this thing that is having lights? Like, it's so like, can I touch it?
Yeah, I know, right?
So I was like, you know what? Okay, but you know, okay, this idea did not leave my mind, right?
Yeah.
So I prayed over it. I'm like, what if this is not for me? Like, I don't want to think about it. Make me forget about it. Mm. Every day, ever since I thought of like doing DJing, it's been on my mind. It was nagging me. Mind you, this time I'm working 8 to 5.
Yesterday.
Not 8 to 7 to... Okay, yeah.
But basically a full-time job.
Basically, full-time job. I had a full-time job, yes. So, it was eating me up. I'm at work. My free time, I'm there checking DJ things and people's mixes and stuff. I'm like, bruh, this thing is on my mind. So I prayed over it. I'm like, okay, God, if this is for me, let me be good at it. If it's not for me, let me like blunder so bad, that I will be so embarrassed. And the first time I went DJing was at Bertie's. I was so scared because there were people. I thought like, I'm just going there. There's no one. I'm just going to do blunders. I played and the guy who was helping me, he was like, are you sure this is your first time? I was like,
That's a compliment.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
It is. So Yeah, ever since then, man, I've just decided, you know, okay, let me do this.
Okay. So half self-taught, half you had a mentor.
I had two people who actually helped me, but that was with Amapiano.
Okay.
The third person, yeah, with hip hop, but like when he was teaching me, I could not catch it. I was like doing Amapiano for like almost how many months? I turned a year this year.
Mm. Okay.
So let's say like 7 months into mm-hmm. my career, was doing Amapiano, which is not why I started, which is not what I wanted to do, right? Mm. Okay, maybe I should need to go back.
No, we got time.
Maybe I need to go back because like, also when I used to come into these clubs, I would see it's just high boy, yeah, boss, like,
the whole night.
I'm like, bro, can you guys play me some like
something.
I wanna rap. I wanna show you guys
CJ.
Like my, you know,
yeah.
So I was like, no, I have music. Let me try this. Let me try putting people on. But then I was like an imposter for 7 months because I'm just playing high boy yebos with the people.
Because that's so, what the vibe is.
Exactly. Yeah, but I think everything happens for a reason, right? Because that actually made people like notice me. It had to happen like that. Everything happens for a reason, you know. That time, okay, Amapiano was pop, starting to like really pop.
That's true.
So I feel like it just followed in.
But now you're comfortable. Now you're a leader of your set. Like you dictate to what you want to play.
Most definitely.
And you wanna, if you wanna play your R&B or your hip hop or your Afro, you play it. Oh wait. There's also something that you do, you know what I mean, which is brand promotion.
Yeah.
Right? Like you align yourself with brands call you, yo, listen, we've got this and that. What brands are you currently are currently on your payroll right now? Or vice versa, which brands are you working with right now?
Like what?
Like
brands
currently, right now,
clothing brands or what?
Any brand, like is it clothing? Well, like what? Who's on your roster right now?
Okay, right now actually, I'm gatekeeping the people that I'm working with, but I'm gonna tell you, like, there has been this, like I have these custom made jeans, right? Everyone is asking me, like, where do you get these jeans?
Yeah,
it's my nigga. Like I tag him on my page, right?
Yeah.
So I think most of the brands I work with, you can just go check on my page. I can't really
name all of them.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
And then there's a crochet girl, right? Crochet is okay. Bougie crochet.
Crochet.
Is that how you say it?
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
The bougie, right?
Really bougie. Period.
Gotta be.
Okay. Now I just feel like I can't answer this question. What?
Okay, let's put it this way, right, partner? Maybe just two. Okay, let's see. In terms of the, I don't want to say influencing, but in terms of future bags, what brands would you like to work with?
Nike.
Yeah, Nike. Okay.
Just do it. I'm speaking it into existence.
Do yeah.
It. I really really love clothes. Like I really really love styling. I love. Like the fact that people think like clothing, like putting pieces together is so like you need to like really put effort into it like a week before, make sure that you have an outfit. I just feel like
it's either you got it or you don't?
I don't know, man.
Stick around, going away. Hold that thought, the boys for lunch. We'll be back in a bit. It's 9:23.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 9:25 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The boys for lunch is in the studio. And we're continuing with that conversation. Soma writes about now. She's live, by the way, on her Instagram. Check it out. You just mentioned that you've got some family in UK that's also tuned in. That's pretty cool. That's pretty dope. All right. Let's talk about your modeling journey.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, fine. You love clothes, but what is it about modeling, or what is it about you not limiting yourself to just the decks that you said? Look, I can also model. Like,
there's more to it.
You know, there's more to it. You know.
Okay.
Well, there's more to you.
I usually tell people, I feel like you are your biggest hater. Oh. Like, you need to be able to actually stand back and realize that you can be anything and everything you want to be. So you don't need to, for me, I don't like to limit myself just to one thing. I feel like there is so much more to what I can do and who I am that I will try something if I want to do it. Like, if I'm interested in it, I would do it. Like, okay, let's say modeling. I've been doing that, like, way back. Like, maybe people who've
some,
been...
Some high school shandies.
Some high school, like, for real.
Oh, wait.
Since that time. I was working with Silas, right, when he was still a photographer. Right now, he's a videographer. One of the best in Namibia. So...
Who's Silas? Sorry, school me.
Silas Film World.
Okay.
Okay. We'll check him out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, Silas Ekondo.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Some of the biggest music videos, Pretty Vibes.
Oh, Pages Benefit. He shot it. Yeah.
That's
okay.
That's dope. That's dope. So, and you worked with him even way before?
Way before. Like, that time he was a photographer. He was even coming up. He was using me as his muse. So we would do, like, outdoor shoots and what, what. And I was like, I really like this. So, but it has always been with me. So, ever since then... And when I like started getting more following on my Instagram, you know, okay, brands reaching out to me, people want to work with me, other photographers want to work with me. I feel like I've worked with every, almost every photographer in Namibia right now. Yeah. So I was really just trying to build that up because I do love, I'm very shy, but like, I feel like behind the camera, I can really... Like I can do my thing.
I wouldn't even tell, I wouldn't even know that or wouldn't even have thought that she is shy had she not said it.
Yeah,
no,
me too.
Because you're so confident. Too. You know how crazy confident you look like on your Instagram. And I know that we all have our own little parts and things that we gotta, you know, we feel some type of way about. But you seem like so confident.
It's good.
And I've seen you also. And I've seen you also in person, like just from far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At gigs and whatever.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you like you full of life. You get people that would sit there in a little corner and like
on their phone,
get on the phone, just wait for my turn.
My time, and then I'm out of here.
And I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You full of life, bro. Like I've seen you.
Yeah.
You know. But
I try
anyways.
Not to let that, like, you know.
That's good.
I move
that's
with God, good. So I can't actually be, you know.
Sinja.
Compressing myself. I need to be open, being so I try my best, guys.
Talk to us about your relationship with Gina Jeans.
Okay. Is there a where is this question coming
from?
No,
just like just because I've seen some stuff where you guys work together. What impact does she have?
Gina is brilliant.
Where did you see that I've worked with Gina Jeans?
You guys featured on what was this? On something. Wait, let me find it real quick.
Wait, you know who Gina is, right?
Yeah, Gina Jeans.
Yeah.
Like the DJ.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, pull up some receipts.
Hold on.
Listen.
So we have. Maybe
you're
speaking it into existence. I receive.
You
need
to receive it.
Wait. Yeah.
Because she also started off, you know, with spinning and so forth here and then, and she made it very big in the South African market as well, especially with modeling, right?
And I remember. Europe,
yeah. I remember opening up the Cosmopolitan magazine was quite major back in the day. Do they still have the Cosmopolitan?
I don't know.
Anyway, so back in the day. I would see her like working with Adidas and everything. So we are speaking that over you.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
And then
no,
also,
I had a really good encounter with her. You know, I felt really privileged when it was back then. I'm still playing on my piano.
So
it's at the loft, and I was playing. And then this lady walks up to me. Mind you, that time I don't know how Gina Jean looks or anything.
Yeah.
She walks up to me. She holds me. She's like, I'm so sorry for missing your set. Like, I just had to do something. So I was running late. I'm like, why is this lady explaining herself to me? I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not that type of person to be like, who are you?
Yeah.
You know?
What are you doing in my space? Yeah.
I was like, really? Oh, thank you so much. I was really appreciative of it, but I didn't know who she was.
At the
until
time,
she got on the deck, I was like, yo.
Yeah, no, Gina is supposed to be reckoned
even,
with.
Why would she even, like, come and... she doesn't need to explain herself to me. And she was like, I was running late, what I missed your set. Like that was big for me.
Gina Jeans featuring Solange last year December.
No, it must be Solange from America, right?
Like Beyonce.
Let me see that, hold on, this is on your
you know what I mean?
So, I will beat you, ne?
Did you forget your own content?
No, because guys, this is not... This is a poster.
Oh, wait.
this is the day I was playing with
oh,
her.
Oh, you
that's
are
the
okay.
day.
But the point is, there's a poster.
Okay.
Okay, so someone on the WhatsApp line, we have Sue, one of our listeners. She listens from Germany every day. Sue is basically just saying, first of all, sending you love, but also asking, like, how did your parents manage the long-distance relationship? And then she says that this generation cannot even manage a relationship between Ventuk and Okahanja.
Exactly. To be honest, I was very tapped out of my parents' relationship when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I only started realizing things now as I'm older, right?
Yeah.
So apparently they had this long distance relationship for almost 9 years. Over. Okay. Bro. Yeah. So that's crazy. I don't know. They pushed through. It was me and my sister first, and then when my dad came back, he was like, Latvai. So now we are five.
Now
we
yo.
Gotta go do something.
Come on, gotta make up. Right. But then also we have someone that's saying that please ask Solange where the name the boy Solange actually comes from. We did touch on that a little bit earlier on the podcast. Yeah. Will be up on our website. But it's all love, man. Apparently tag her Shandies. I love her attitude.
Oh my God.
Okay. street.
I have to ask you this though. I mean, you love your tats.
Yeah.
Right. But we also the reality is also, you know, in this country, you know, we can be primitive. We are a bit of a closed minded bunch. Let's be honest about it. Do you ever get stigmatized because of your tits?
Like the other time, there was even a man in the cab. He looked at me and he's looking at my arm, and then he's like, he got so scared, right? Like so scared. And first, he was looking at my arm, right? So I'm like, okay, you are looking at my tattoo. You can check it.
Check it.
Get
closer.
You can check. Yeah. This guy moves. He's like, oh my God. But I felt so bad that day. Yeah. I won't even lie, eh? I was like, shoo. Is this how I make certain people feel?
Yeah.
Because I know everywhere I go, if I'm wearing something like
revealing,
people look at me like, what is this girl doing with her life? Especially like my dummy tattoo. But like I feel like this is me. This is how I express who I am in my body, you know. And yeah,
but like tell us about the tattoos, you know. Let me tell you from my context, right? Like my ink, for example, it was like I'm in so much pain, something needs to numb.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, do you remember what your first tattoo was? Why did you get it? Do you design your own tattoos?
Okay, my first tattoo was actually right here on my hip, right? It's a Chinese lettering, so I think it says peace and love, if I'm not mistaken. So it's a two-part, it's one and two.
Really
small, like this.
Yeah.
Okay. It was free. My friend, my tattoo artist, Blue Body at NA, Luke.
Okay.
He was like, shout out.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, let's try this. I did it, and I really don't know how it happened to just, you know, skyrocket. Because it's like I just blinked and now I'm here. And I'm like almost like, yeah.
But you're content with your ink.
I am.
Yeah.
A lot of my ink that I get, that I used to get, was during times that I was going through something really hard. You know? Also, TMI. I used to cut myself, ne? Like self-harm.
You used to what, sorry?
I used to cut, like, when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
this is not
I feel like,
now.
Yeah. I feel like I replaced it with getting tattoos. But then I healed to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm not only getting it anymore for the pain or what I'm putting myself through. It's now, like,
The cutting, the self harm, was it because of the absence of the toppy?
Yeah, there was actually a lot of like ups and downs in my household because coming up as a firstborn daughter, I didn't really have navigation through life without my dad there.
True.
My mom would always also work because she's working for us. You get me? Yeah.
I mean, I just this morning, and I'm so happy you shared this. Just this morning, I was sharing the fact that my parents did 40 years, right? 40 years married, and I asked, just imagine, when I looked at them this weekend, because this week I was back at home in Wobbish Bay, and I asked,
abandoned me for 2 days. Oh, wait, I meant 3 days. This
guy. Had to, family. And I kept asking myself, I kept looking at them and I kept asking myself, how many times did they have to forgive themselves,
exactly,
or forgive each other,
yeah, yeah,
to get to this point?
Yeah.
And because my household is nothing but perfect. It's not perfect at all. And I'm really happy that you express yourself, yeah, in terms, yeah, of that. It's not TMI. We appreciate it. This is a safe space. Mm. We always say that. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Absolutely, man. And I think also, I mean, I'm a crybaby. You don't know me, but girl. But it's also coming from a place of, there's a lot of people, a lot of even young girls that look up to you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. people can, you know, we can curate our aesthetics whatever way we want to for social media. But I think I'm also just a little bit emotional.
Okay.
I try to be gangster with it, but it never works. Also just for you, for being transparent and relatable in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. Because also with you saying that it's something that you struggled with, but not anymore.
Yeah.
It's powerful, actually getting yourself out of a very dark place like that. So there we go. Yeah.
So now, who was it? I saw a small snippet mm-hmm. of Zintle.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And she was telling the story where she forgot her set, or she forgot her equipment, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, and she was booked at a spot, and this mm-hmm. and she was booked specifically for Umlilo. What's the song? Yeah, it's Umlilo.
Umlilo, yeah. With Loiso, yeah.
And she didn't have her music and anything, mm-hmm. right? So she was gonna play with the DJ previously that's before her, mm-hmm. right? And she asked the guy, listen, do you have my song? The guy's like, no, I've got your song. Don't worry, I got your song. All right, cool. So she's now playing with these sticks,
mm-hmm.
right? And she's doing a good job, mm-hmm. according to what she's saying now, right? And then she must now have to end the set with now her bomb song, her big song, right?
Yeah.
The song, the version that this guy had of her song,
oh my God,
right, was some sort of Kasi remake.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You know what I mean?
My God.
But she had to power through it. The crowd was looking at her weird. Like, is this something new? Okay, cool.
Okay.
Is this new? All right, cool. Yay. What was the weirdest thing that happened to you as you were DJing? You know what I mean? Waffles was talking about someone hugged her and her wig fell off as the person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what? Last weekend, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to be cool with the kids because, you know, Fresh FM was celebrating their birthday. I'm in the loft. But I felt so out of place. But I know I was there, right? Please tell me why this guy is hugging me and he keeps pulling my hand. I'm like, dog, it's a wig.
He keeps pulling your hair.
Please, Brown.
Why is he pulling your hair?
And I'm like, why are you pulling my hair? And then I'm like, I have a wig on. Oh. And then he's like, I know.
Like, the weirdest things happen at the spots. Talk to us about yours.
Yeah,
that you can remember now. Talk to mine.
I don't know if mine qualify as weird like that. You know, my wig didn't fall off. I don't know. But, okay. Like, people coming to me and actually acting like they know me. That was weird for me.
We've never been introduced.
Yeah,
never.
Like, random. And it's actually on my mix, the one that's on the loft page.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And also a guy that almost kissed me. Like, it was like, hi, and then I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Shoot your shot on another level.
Hold on. And like, yeah, the people coming to me and acting like they know me is like the foreigners, because the club was full of foreigners that day.
Oh yeah, they have those nights. They do have those nights.
The guys coming to me is like, yeah, you really know what you're doing, man. Yeah, what you drinking? I'm like, bruh, cranberry juice.
Wait, you don't drink, right?
I know. If you see me drinking, that ain't me.
Yeah, right.
Yo, man, I'm still recovering from the kiss, bro.
Yo, you know what? It's just when you go out and just trying to be in your own space and just people all around.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
And maybe, also my music not loading. Yo, then I start shivering.
That is stressful.
You know, people think that DJing is all easy and stuff. Like, there's levels to this.
Come on.
You need to, especially I feel like with, I've seen, like, I'm a piano name. Mm. Okay, no hate to anybody. I'm a piano. But, like, it's so much easy for you guys to get music download and what. With hip hop, like, the quality needs to be like this.
It has to. Come on.
True.
Like, you even buy music. We buy music, hip hop music.
Sinja.
You can't just download and you need to have like extended and what. So it's like more complex than
piano. Piano, yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
So where to from here?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the brand, what can we expect from the brand, and what is it that you're hoping to achieve in the next year? Because she's only been spinning for a year, right? But you've achieved so much in this past year. So what more are you planning on?
So much more. I feel like I'm even going to fly out soon, guys. I don't know. And I'm just waiting for them to call me.
So fly out soon, like for a gig, or like I'm out of here?
Oh my God. If I get that chance, guys, you will never see me again.
You're gone.
Gone.
I'm sorry.
Can't tell me.
Okay, but
yeah,
I feel like it's only up from here, man. You know,
yeah.
I have my
SEO.
My days where I'm like, oh, I'm not doing enough. I'm doubting myself and stuff. But I feel like it's gonna come. What is for me will find me.
Come on.
So if I need to be out of the country in next month, it will happen. If I'm gonna get a Nike deal, it's gonna happen.
Oh,
you know, I'm just waiting for that. And with my modeling and everything too, I just feel like everything that I have now is going to expand into so much more. Because that's what I see for myself. That's what I know God has in store
for
me.
You. Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Come on.
Boys and girls, non-conformant, the Boy Solange. How dare you? There's a reason why you featured on the biggest breakfast show in the country. Because you're doing incredible.
Not really, yeah.
You know, you're doing incredible work. We see you. And we are very patriotic, I promise you. We have created a habit of giving people the flowers that they deserve right now already.
Thank you so much.
I think you're onto something incredible. You know, I've seen you play.
Yeah.
And I really like you're onto something.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
You're onto something.
Thank you so much.
Man.
And yes, like you said, it'll multiply, and we really wish nothing but that for you.
Yeah, yeah. Just to add on to what he's saying as well, it's just, man, you are a force, and you know it. And we are here for the black child doing amazing things, and we wish you nothing but the best. May you testify very soon that I was on this breakfast show and I spoke about Nike and now it happened.
And look at you now.
Right? It's all going to come through for you, man.
Amen.
We're rooting for you.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Glad you didn't tell her that I stalked her Instagram.
I think he did.
I think he did.
But we're going to
edit
like
right.
He did it. You know, like.
Okay, Brad Bayer.
Okay, I also just want to let you guys know that I'm having something coming up. You know that. Don't count your chickens
before they hatch.
Or the eggs or whatever.
Something,
But like, I have something coming, and I really, really hope that the world, I'm talking broad, like accepts it and really sees like
more.
What?
You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's basically it. I'm not really going to talk much about that, like...
So we just need to keep an eye on your socials and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The Boy Solange, ladies and gentlemen. It's been great.
Let's leave it at that. It's 9:44. When we get back, we will continue venting about this
Grave warriors.
It's grief.
Oh.
Graf too.
Okay. My partner's angry.